Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Chuck Pierce. It's exciting. He's on Sid Roth, and he's speaking these prophetic words. John, set this word up.
This is amazing because Chuck gets ready to talk about this visitation that he had with a war angel. Only twice in Chuck's ministry has he been visited by an angel, and he's specific. This is an angel of war.
War angel.
Yes.
You haven't had a chance to release this much.
No, I've been going so much this year, and I've not really been able to discuss, but I will summarize it this way. This year is about gates, doors, angels, and war. So if you'll think like that, and I mean personally in your life, don't be afraid of the word war. It just means conflict to break through. Conflict to enter into rest. Now, what happened was I awakened from a dream, and there stood an angelic being. Now, that has only happened to me two other times in my entire life. So this isn't something very usual for me. And this angel was peering out, and it was almost like all of a sudden we were in a different place. And I could see what the angel was seeing. Hank said something. This is a year of truly understanding the Lord's Prayer. Atmosphere, our Father who art in heaven, may your will be done in earth. Earth environment. This angel, some way or another, there was a divine alignment. This angel was peering out, and the angel turned and looked at me with red eyes, fiery red eyes. And instead of falling down and being afraid, I think I knew the word well enough that they always tell you to get back up. So, and don't be afraid.
Okay.
So I said, who are you? He said, I am the angel of war for God's covenant harvest plan. And all of a sudden, I could see what he saw. And I could see nations. Now, I want to say this. I believe, and I'll go with what you and Hank were saying, I believe because Donald Trump in America, our president, decreed that Jerusalem would be the capital of America, capital of Israel. All of a sudden, America and the nations took a huge shift. Yes. Something happened worldwide in the spirit when he made that decree. No president before has ever been bold enough to do it. I'm not even sure if he knew what he was doing, he would have done it.
Candidly, I was shocked that he did that, and I was as pleased as could be, because I also know what was released on America by him making that decision. That was a godly decision.
Now think about it. Think about it. That was a first. Mm-hmm. It had to come this year for us to move into the remainder of the season we're in. This angel, I believe, came just like the angel came in the book of Joshua, when all of a sudden the Lord had promised him 40 years prior the angel would come. The angel didn't even have to come until they got across into the promised land. Then the angel showed up, just like the Lord said he would, at Passover time, and they crossed in. I believe this angel, I believe that opened up a portal between earth and heaven. This angel came, and all of a sudden, he was peering out at the nations for harvest. Now, I've shared before, and I've written in two or three books about how America had 21 states in covenant with the Lord, and I could see those states beginning to light up, as Hank was saying, with the glory of God, just like you've been praying. I could begin to see them come alive. I could see other states making the shift. I could see dark spots, and I could see other angelic hosts, sees the Lord of hosts, being sent to nations. Nations have angels. And I could see out, and I could see what nations were beginning to come alive for harvest.
You know, when I have you back a little later, I want you to talk about that. But you told me on the phone when I talked to you in Korea that it was a battle over covenant.
Totally.
What was the issue?
The real issue is who will nationwide begin to come into God's order of covenant. Now, that's where the great conflict's going to come this year. Remember, only Czechoslovakia followed us.
You're talking about in reference to Israel.
You can't be in covenant without knowing the God of Israel. You can't be in covenant. You can't come into covenant. That's how God sorts the nations. This year starts a sorting year. And this angel said, I'm activating 2 years of preparation for my people, for God's people. And I believe that's why he sent.
But what about the countries that will not side with Israel? What is God showing?
They'll have a mixture. Just like I could see a portion of Iran, like Hank said, coming alive. Mm-hmm. They're going to have revival. But what happens if this glory doesn't invade the government on earth to reflect God's aligned heart? They're not going to eventually. It will eventually darken and chaos will begin to break out. It'll be just like you read biblically. They'll turn their heart against God's covenant plan. It's not just Israel. It's against God. And so what I felt like I saw for 18 was this. This is a sorting out year, nation by nation by nation. It's going to be tumultuous at times.
This is so important. You know, some people are intimidated by confrontation, and the reality is blessed are the peacemakers. But a peacemaker is like your police officer. There's peace in your community because there's a police officer that deals with the elements that are causing conflict. And the Lord showed me very specifically, the Lord showed Sharon Holderbaum specifically, you know, talking about there's different hub states and, you know, and people have been called to establish different apostolic hubs, if you would. We have the VFN Dream Center. You have, Church of His Presence. You have, you know, Chuck Pierce's Hope of Zion, I believe it is.
In Corinth, Texas.
This is all over the place. But understand there's hub states too. Texas is a hub state. But the Lord showed Sharon Holderbaum the southeastern part of the United States, and there was like a cloud coverage, and the cloud began to clear up. And there was each of the southeastern parts of the United States were outlined in gold. Mm. So I'm really believing, as I'm hearing that even the southeastern part of the United States, and it's all over the place, but I know, just so if you're listening to this in that particular viewing area, but also, you know, fight. We fought for ours. We just fought nonstop during darkness when it was all cloudy and said, you know, Lord, we want to be a hub state. We want to be a hub country. And, you know, God's mercy, he just shifted. But I want to ask this question to you, you know, before we go to break right here. This question is, you know, how about you? Are you ready to be that person that moves into that apostolic move, that understanding that these war angels are coming, and you're going to stand up and support our president and support, I mean, even if he's a Cyrus, you know, that's a person set in place to be able to deal with all these adversarial things. Remember, we as Christians were being beheaded and killed around the world, but now the Lord put this particular person in office. Things have shifted everywhere, and the church is being protected. Israel is being protected, and the Creator of the universe, God, is seeing this. This is what I want to hear. I want to hear from you. You know, let us know. Comment, communicate with us, email us. You know, right below. Let us know. Say, you know, what specifically are you seeing? Like, wow, I can see this confrontation taking place. And yeah, I'm going to stand up. And we hear people talk about make America great again, and all these different things. But the truth is, make the world great again. You know, make Israel align with the greatness of Israel and what God is doing right there. But let us know. Communicate with us and let us know. I just want to tell you before we go back into this conversation, this prophetic conversation, if you haven't yet gone to vfnkb.com, you can see it on your screen. You got to go there to find out what God is doing. I mean, all these prophetic words line up with what God is even having, you know, you, part of our community, and us doing in the world. It's exciting, you know, what God is doing there, isn't it?
Very exciting. Listen, one of the things that stuck out to me, speaking about Chuck Pierce's word and the word for 2018, was the angel that he saw. He asked him, you know, who are you? He said, I'm the angel of war for God's covenant harvest plan. We can't forget the harvest is here. It's ripe. And harvest comes with a battle. It's a battle for souls.
Yeah, so the angel would be like saying, let God's people go. or we would be saying, let God's people go, and then the angel will do warfare on behalf of the kingdom because we agree with heaven.
Right.
When heaven comes down is when we decide to agree with what God is saying.
Yeah.
And God's saying there's going to be like a billion plus soul harvest, a billion soul plus harvest. And it's happening. I mean, China is amazing. You know, for all those that are watching us in China, we're excited about you and the church and in India, what's taking place. I mean, that's the largest part of the church of the world.
That's right.
But also in Iran, you know, we're pumped about Iran and the church is expanding and growing in Iran. Yeah. I believe that what's happening in Iran right now is because of you, because you prayed, y'all stood and you just went after God and just powerful, powerful things. Yes.
This is so important about what he's saying about this being a tumultuous year to give us perspective. A lot of times we see nations that are different things are happening so fast. We need to understand that God's in control of everything, the weather, the nations. He's doing something.
And realize, get an agreement. Don't just go to sleep, but just get an agreement. When somebody says, I'm going to stand up for God, don't stay silent.
Yeah.
First, define what that means to them because you hear some wild things.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to, you know, stand up boldly for folks, with folks, find out what make sure there's vision for that movement. If
right.
not, it could be really rough. You know, some weird folks could pop up in there doing some strange things and hijack the truth. But also in regards to praying, you know, praying for the souls. You know, this is one thing we'll be talking about in the next few programs. We're losing so many prophetic words over you and the community and releasing them in the world. For what God is saying about this year. This is a year of breakthrough. I mean, last year's year of breakthrough. This year you're walking through the storm, but we're walking out of captivity. So what is it like all of a sudden when the walls are built, you know, Nehemiah's finished the walls and it's time to go back? What does it feel like leaving for the first time? What did it feel like for the Jews to finally be walking out?
Yeah.
And what came when the Jews were walking out of captivity was a wealth transfer.
Mm.
You know, we've been talking about that, but the Lord showed me, I know we're coming to an end of the program here, but the Lord showed me that there's a wealth transfer coming. And also, you know, a great provision. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, others have seen it as well. But I want you to let us know, have you been struggling, you know, financially, and you want to get an agreement with this breakthrough? I'm telling you, when justice comes down, when the enemy's dealt with, that's when great provision comes. And I want you to go to VFNTV.com and look for the Torch post about gold rain, because that's what God's going to do. But let us know, comment below and let us know your thoughts and your feelings towards that. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for our community, God. I thank you how you're blessing them. I pray encouragement over each and every one right now, Father God, where they've been struggling, where they needed a breakthrough. I just speak breakthrough over them, God. I speak courage to be able to walk through the gate, God. I speak the ability to see in the heavenlies, God, dreams and visions, Father God. Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.